I spoke to Mr. Slattery about his life before entering St. Patrick's Community and about how he met John Pridmore and what brought him closer to Christ.
I was born in London and I was raised as a Catholic. My mum and dad were Irish. And when I was a little boy, they used to bring me to Mass every Sunday. But I remember when I started in secondary school in London, none of my friends were going to church anymore. And it was something that was mocked and laughed at. So about the age of 12, I stopped going to Mass myself. And I remember that as I was growing up, there was quite a lot of problems at home. There's always big fights and arguments. And I left school when I was 15, and I didn't get any qualifications. And I remember at that time, I had a lot of anger in me and also a lot of fear. But the one thing that I really loved was football. My favourite team in London was West Ham. I used to go to the matches every week. But I ended up becoming a part of a gang that only went to the games to get into fights with the opposing team supporters. But deep down inside, I knew that the way that I was living was wrong. And I was always drinking too much or getting into some sort of trouble. But there was a massive emptiness there. But it wasn't until I was in my mid-20s that something happened to me that really changed the way that I looked at life forever. For the first time in my life, I became ill. And for 2 years, I was in and out of hospital. And that fear that had been with me since I was little, it became so overwhelming that sometimes I couldn't even go outside my front door. But one day, I decided to ask someone for help. And the only person I knew that I could trust was my mum. And my mum is a devout Catholic. And I remember this day I went round for her and I started to tell her what was going on in me. And I'll never forget it because as I was speaking to her, she just started to cry. And she looks me right in the eye and she said, "Neil, you've got to start to pray. You've got to ask God to help you. Otherwise I can see that you're dying." And it really hit me because I knew that it was true. And I couldn't get these words out of my heart. And then one day I sat down beside the road and I was thinking back over my life and I just started to pray the Hail Mary and I remember I even laughed at myself because I could remember the words. But every day after that I prayed and I never said anything to anyone.
I also spoke to Mr. Slattery about the beginnings of St. Patrick's Community.
One Sunday morning I went round my mum's house and completely out of the blue my mum said to me, "Neil, would you like to come to Mass with me today?" Now, I hadn't been to Mass for about 15 years, not even for a wedding or a funeral. And so I went back into the church with her that day. And at the end of the Mass, something really amazing happened. The priest said, "There's someone here that would like to speak to you all today." And he introduced a man called John Pridmore. And for those who've never heard of John, he used to be a gangster in the East End of London, deeply involved in organised crime. But God changed his life in an amazing way. He ended up becoming a Catholic, and he worked with people like St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. But as he was speaking and sharing his story, I felt an immense hope within me, and I knew that something very special was happening. And he invited all the people there to like a weekend retreat, very much like the missions that we now run as a community. And I ended up going to this, and I can honestly say that it was a weekend that changed my life. And I did something there that I hadn't done since before my first Holy Communion. I went to confession. And I remember that I was quite afraid because I thought, if I go into that priest and I tell him what I've been up to for the last 20 years, what's he going to think? But in the end, I knew that it was the right thing. And I just walked up to this priest, who's a young Polish priest, and I said to him, "Father, I can't even remember how to go to confession." And he just looked at me and he smiled. And he said, "Don't be afraid." He said, "Just sit down, close your eyes, and tell God everything that you're sorry for and everything you want to change in your life." And I remember I just closed my eyes and I went all the way back through my life. And I was actually amazed at the things that I was remembering and situations where I'd gone the wrong way in my life. And at the end of my confession, I opened my eyes and the priest was looking right at me and I could see no judgment in that man. The only thing I could see was the love and the mercy of God. And that was the first time in my life that I really knew that the Catholic priest is Jesus to us in that beautiful sacrament. And when I walked away from there, that fear that had really been with me my whole life, it started to melt away. Because I knew that God was real, But I also knew that even though we get it wrong sometimes, or even badly wrong, that God never gives up on us. And he's got a really a beautiful plan for each one of our lives. And the thing was, at the end of this retreat, I didn't really know what to do next, because obviously, at that time, my health hadn't been good. I wasn't working. And I went up to John Pridmore, and I said, John, I don't want to go back to doing what I was doing before. And he just looked at me, and he said, well, then don't go back. He said, come with me. And I went with him, and then for the next couple of years, we used to go around doing talks in schools, secondary schools, especially around England, and running retreats for young people at weekends. And it was an amazing time of grace. And really, I suppose that was the beginnings of what turned into St. Patrick's Community, because for the next few years, we were always running retreats. And priests, gradually but surely, parish priests started to say, to invite us into their parish to do things. And at first, we were kind of used to say, oh, no, we don't really do that. We work just with young people. But gradually, we began to see a pattern in it, and we realized that perhaps God was speaking to us and inviting us into that kind of ministry. And that's how the parish missions began. Probably, I'd say the parish missions began about 14 years ago now. And we've now done, I would say, over that time, close to 300 parish missions in Ireland, in the UK, America, Australia, and different places around the world.
I asked Mr. Slattery about the structure of the parish mission, which has become so popular around Ireland and the UK.
Obviously, a few months before we arrive, we arrange with the parish to try and advertise the mission, you know, things like local radio and newspapers, of course, on the internet, and then also flyers which would go around to different people's houses for the people who are perhaps not coming to Mass. And then, obviously, the people who are coming to Mass will be reminded again and to pray for the missions. And also, we ourselves would contact all the contemplative orders around the UK and Ireland and regularly update them on the missions and to pray for them, which we would see as perhaps the most important part of it in many ways, because without the prayer, then the grace is not going to follow. You know, we learned that long ago. And then when we get to the parish, we'd speak at all the weekend masses, invite the parishioners to the mission, and then during the week, we'd also go into the local primary schools and secondary schools to speak to those young people, because really, sometimes that's the best place to reach that generation. And we find them to be really open. And many of them will come to the mission, and then others will contact us by email to say how that grace has touched them. And the actual mission in the parish would be, we'd speak at the masses during the week, and then in the mornings. And in the evenings, there's a different theme for each day. So the theme for Monday would be about God's love. And typically in the evening, we'd expose the Blessed Sacrament and John Pridmore would share his story, which is an amazing story. The Tuesday night would be all about God's mercy. The Wednesday night would have a beautiful Eucharistic healing service. The Thursday night would be dedicated to Our Lady, which we see as very important in renewing the families and all the people there in that sense of prayer and unity which only Our Lady can bring. And then the Friday night of the mission, the final night, would be the Mass of the Holy Spirit.
Father Joseph Balmer is a parish priest in the Diocese of Paisley, and for the third time he has invited St. Patrick's Community to his parish. He spoke a little bit about the impact that they have had in his parishes.
One of the things that you recognise in this community is their prayer life. Their whole charism comes from the time that they spend in prayer. From this prayer that I believe that their ministry is very much anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit. So their prayer life is an example to me as a priest, but also to the people whom they communicate with during the ministry. The Holy Spirit and Christ and God the Father is very much central to everything that they do. Through their conversion stories, it has a great impact on those who are listening, and I have seen changes in my own parishioners. They do have an enormous impact on the people.
St. Patrick's Community is based in Ireland, and its members continue to spread the good news of the gospel wherever they are called to. For Vatican Radio, I'm Ryan Black.